Okay, we're going to go directly into public comment. I don't think we have a sheet, but we'll go.
We do have a sheet.
We do have a sheet.
So if you need to sign up, I have it right here.
What is this sheet we have?
This is the public comment since earlier today, like 2 or 3 hours ago.
Okay, it started early. So if you want to add to it.
We need to bring it back. Can you call more people?
But while we're waiting, could I get the first two names?
Yeah.
How much time are they going to have?
We'll give each person 2 minutes.
No, we will never get through it because you have to give 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute.
20 minutes.
Okay.
All right, folks. For the public comp, hi, folks. Hi, this is Brenda. If I could have your attention, please. So for public comment, because of the amount of speakers and we only have 20 minutes, it'll be 1 minute each. The first five people, just so you know the order, will be Doug Barnett, Ian Johnston, Sue Cohen-Johnson, and Virginia Browning. Now, if you'd like to sign up after the people we have here, you're more than welcome to.
Could you just issue another sheet so we can keep that one, and then we'll go? Because I can't know who's... Okay. Who was Doug? Could Doug come first? Could you start? Okay. Could you begin? Let's have order. Could we be quiet? Could you begin, sir, for 1 minute?
Our local station board allows comment before votes. Maybe that's why I'm so frustrated. We've got two signals on each side of their peak frequency. We call them sidebands. Other people call them other things. They don't address our Articles of Incorporation mission statement. They're just cash cows. And much apology to our ED, but we used to have, we had Jesus and we had Muhammad and we had a whole variety of other prophets, but now we just have prophet. And that's what we're looking at. And I want to see our SCAs or whatever perform for our mission statement. My second point is that when we hired our CFO for the first time in Pacifica's history, we hired him because we were looking at millions of dollars of liabilities for legal fees and crap that came down during the 1998 to 2003 boondoggle or whatever it was. The eradication of... You said 2 minutes, didn't you? Anyway, the CFO should be hired temporarily. Corporate America knows that. They take over otherwise.
Okay, thank you.
Ian Johnson.
Yes, thank you. I spoke yesterday about... yes, of course. Yesterday I spoke about an article in this magazine from 1996, I believe, or is that 98? I can't really read that well. Anyway, April 11th, this is the Australian magazine. It's the equivalent of the LA Times or New York Times magazine. It's basically the same font, same format, and some sort of international forum. Anyway, this was a time when you could not hear Ian Masters' radio show in Australia. And the name of the article is This Master's Voice. Now, this is our drive time here in L.A. I suppose at one point, at least, he was in New York. I heard two negative reviews. In any event, in this article, you also see a picture of him wearing a CIA hat in the KPFK microphone studio there. That's Studio B, I guess. In any event... He also has another picture here with John H. Waller's granddaughter. And it says that I'm detached about money, he says. Right now, he's also detached for it. This is what's known as an open source request for a paycheck. The only people that would get this that could possibly hear his show were working in the embassy in Australia.
I'm sorry, your time.
It's like 3 days of the Condor. That kind of
thing. Thank you, John.
When Reagan deregulated the subcarriers in the early 80s, Sharon Maeda marketed them and had them all go directly to national instead of the stations, and it totally upset the balance of power between national and the stations. And if you got my little note earlier, I'm not against Spanish programming. Just a little bilingualism added in to intro, explain. Subcarrier frequencies and podcasts, that's an excellent place to add more Spanish. I think we have good Spanish on KPFK. We have 3 hours a day, maybe a little more. But we can always add to on podcasts and on the subcarriers. And I like Ian's show. And Lawrence and Novick provided the coffee, and it's in there. Thank you. And where's Leslie?
Okay, thank you.
Next person.
Virginia Browning.
She was here yesterday.
Virginia Browning.
I was here.
Virginia Browning.
Yes, I saw
her. Next person on the stage.
Peggy Bushnell.
Peggy Bushnell.
Yeah.
Peggy.
Hi. My question is actually kind of directed towards John Prophet. And everyone else who wants to listen. And I'm wondering, is the appointment of Leslie Radford as general manager to KPFK going to be changed or reviewed in any way? So many people have spoken out about this issue, that she does not fulfill the minimum job requirements. There was a petition signed by over 600 people that stated the facts about her illegal appointment. This petition was signed by 99% of the KPFK staff. Have you consulted with the staff? And what are your plans to investigate and take action on this issue? Obviously, the general manager is an extremely important person in programming and day-to-day operations of the station. Since this issue has not been mentioned at all by the board, I must therefore believe that this will just be ignored and swept under the rug. I implore you not to simply sit back and let that happen.
Shall I respond? No.
Is a visitor to William Hairwagon.
Visitor number two.
Thank you.
William.
Can I have a second to explain that before I start?
It's your time.
No. No.
1 minute.
I'm going to start now. Middle of a sentence. Suggesting people should have hit Mr. White with a baseball bat. Was there a recent news item about an arrest or a firing of a person who suggested use of a weapon? I heard that one of Brown's e-blasts gloated about the judge's scathing decision against Mr. White, wherein Brown repeats all of his scurrilous charges as if the judge said or wrote them, when in reality the decision was technical in nature, granting a motion for dismissal, and did not comment on the verity of Brown's claims. Some think Brown carefully crafts his wording to remain just short of any legal consequences. I have tried to use some of those tactics herein. When you get information from anywhere, analyze the phrasing. Maybe it contains such innuendos, hearsay, or other misleading or obfuscatory tactics. Similar election mailers from that group include photos of people that work at the station that have not endorsed them. But fine print. People at the station.
Time.
But, you know, the implication is that they're endorsed, but they're not.
Next person.
Bella.
Bella?
Did you say Bella?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yesterday I did not thank all of you members for being here and making this. It's not easy traveling so far away for many of you. I thank you very much for the time. Since December 2014, I'm a member of a number of committees for a number of years, motion from governance committee, whereas strip programming on KPFK occupies most of the drive time, peak time. Programming. The LSB and the station management shall replace these strip programs with non-strip programs in order to open up the airwaves to many other voices and analysis. This shall be implemented within 60 days. This has not received the reception adequately at the local station board in order to get to you folks because of the boycotts that have been taking place in the last three meetings. But I wanted to, and this goes to what Mr. Johnston was addressing. One CIA agent who denies being a CIA agent occupies 5 hours, and a following constructed and organized by KPFK, by some folks there. This has got to stop.
I'm sorry, your time. Next person is
Israel Fairley.
Israel.
I've been preaching about the need for some competent professional moderation, mediation. I have a copy which I'll give to maybe one of each of the representative, one of the, each of the stations if they want. I give them one, Mr. Prophet, already, which outlines the advantages and the sensibility of having mediating conflicts. We need to have a sense of priorities in our meetings, local boards and national, as against being caught up by the moment by agitation or excitement or some personal prejudice. Again, I'm hitting a few things very fast in the time I have. On programming, I think the way you deal with issues and people you don't agree with is have a counter-argument. There shouldn't be any reason why, without personal insults and attacks, you can't have people responding, criticizing, commenting on things on the air. Why not? On the air. Saying, this is not true. Here's my proof. So on. That's the way to handle that. Not personal attacks or calumny.
I think your time is
to be continued, hopefully sometime with more.
Okay. Next person is
Lawrence.
So I want to address two things in terms of one, network-wide. I think that the station should be retroactively refunded the usage of the sidebands. And also, if we're looking at imposing pain onto the station with these cuts, I think Central Services should also look at, reflect on, you know, how they also are taxing the stations. And number two, I really like to warmly thank you for voting on the resolution of Oscar Lopez Rivera, the Puerto Rican political prisoner. And for those who didn't vote but abstained, thank you so much for doing that. This resolution is going to be posted on the National Boricua Human Rights Network website as a resolution that was passed by the Pacifica National Board. And again, I'd like to thank you very much. Thank you.
Dorothy Wright.
So after Dorothy, we have Hector Marks, Tracy, then Roy Tuckman, Mansoor, and Maria.
I would like to welcome Mr. Prophet. He seems like a sane man, which is a good thing to have around here. I'm one of the people. It shouldn't make a difference, but just so you know, my name's going to go on one of those plaques in the office. Plus, I give $100 every month, and this is not easy for me. This is not money that I don't miss. I do, but I feel KPFK is really important. And it's important to have the strip programming so people like me, when we're driving to work, know what we're going to get, and we tune into KPFK. I listen every morning. I listen every evening on the way home, and that's what keeps me listening. Alan Minsky has done a fantastic job. And Zuberry has done a fantastic job. We had a meeting asking him for certain items to try to make the station raise more money, and he's implemented a lot of them. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to implement some more with Mr. Prophet in charge and get this station not only just paying the bills but thriving and growing.
Okay. Thank you. Hector. Tracy.
A lot of public comments. Okay, two things quickly. I said that I would do this for someone else, so I'm asking a question that hopefully you guys can answer at some point before you disband. I do want to thank you because you did a couple of things today that were intelligent, and I'm glad of that. In terms of the question, a KPFA programmer happened to ask me with regard to your Spanish language mandate of yesterday, whether it would be permissible to broadcast a translation of an English language program into Spanish, like a rebroadcast in Spanish later in the day. I said I didn't think that was the case. If you could clarify that, it might be helpful for people throughout the network that are thinking about your motion. I'm saying, they asked me, I said, I don't know, I don't think that was the intent of the motion, and they said, and I said, but I can ask if you want, so I'm asking. And the second thing is, if anyone wants to pick up their slightly outdated us and them list, it is available. Let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Roy. This is pertinent to Gary Null being censored in a weird way at KPFA because of his dangerous ideas, one of which was being an AIDS denier, which doesn't mean anything. Here is what it actually means or refers to is denying that HIV causes AIDS. Here is a Nobel Prize winning Carrie Mullis, who invented the PCR and changed chemistry into a new epoch. Carrie Mullis tried for 3 years to find any scientific proof that HIV caused AIDS. 3 years. He's not anti-science, by the way.
Shut up!
There was a time when I first started asking that always was, where are the papers? Just tell me the papers that you read that convinced you that HIV was the cause of AIDS, because I need to reference those papers in some of the... I was working on a test for HIV with PCR, and I needed to write a little report to the NIH and say, here's the progress we've made. And the first line of it was, HIV is the probable cause of AIDS. And I thought that was true. This is before I got involved. And I said, what's the reference for that quote? And I looked for it for about 2 or 3 years, and I never could find it. And by the end of 2 years, I didn't...
And now I'm taking his time next. And he's also he's accused of leading people to their death because Gary Null suggested you can cure HIV with nutrition and antioxidants. Here is the voice of Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel Prize for discovering HIV, and here he says you can treat it with antioxidants, nutrition, and water, good water, as Gary has been saying for years.
You're on time.
Anyway, to decrease the transmission by simple measures of nutrition.
I'm sorry, you're at time. I took Mansoor's time and your time as well.
Okay. Thank you. Luc Montagnier is not leading people to their death either.
Thank you.
KPFA was really criminally wrong. Okay.
No, you, Maria.
Maria?
Thank you. Okay. Whew. My first and most important statement, we're not keeping time properly. I've asked Brenda. She has a hard job. The sign doesn't do it. We need to have something to have people keep time so we're fair and equal around here instead of being slanted. Secondly, the five people in the front row over there are doing a great job. I don't envy you. I hope you're getting highly paid. If not, ask for a raise. Third, in this room, I found that it is not allowed to have friendly smiles. It is not allowed to have a sense of humor. I wonder why, but whatever it is, I'm trying to conform, but it's very hard for me. The way that these meetings are run, which we all experience and all know, and we actually come here because of this, okay, which it sounds a little strange but true, the fact that this is the way the whole system is running. We are representing how each station, its management, its staff are doing the same thing that we are doing now, and we wonder what's wrong. I can tell you, but I won't.
Okay, thank you.
We had a Virginia Browning who missed her turn.
Virginia Browning? And
okay,
who?
That was it. We exhausted the list.
Okay.
You can have your 15. Yeah.
Okay, you want 15 seconds?
No, he has his whole time.
Okay, you have a minute.
Thank you very much. And I just wanted to bring to the financial stuff that was written yesterday and to Mr. Prophet that we cannot go from austerity to prosperity within Pacifica, so we really need to do something different than what we have been doing. Thank you.